Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now we're going to stay with music for a little bit, and I want you to have a listen to this lad.
So come on, let it go. Just let it be. Why don't you be you and I be?
Gorgeous. Now, that is 26-year-old Robbie Dolan, a professional jockey from Kildare who has been living in Sydney, actually auditioning for and getting on to compete in The Voice in Australia. Unfortunately, his time on the show came to an end last night, but I don't think that'll be the last. We'll hear from him, and he's on the line now. Robbie, how's it going?
I'm good. I would have been better if you didn't make me follow in Tiesto.
Sorry, but you sounded lovely. It was a perfect follow-on. You have some voice. How are you feeling this morning after what happened on the weekend?
Yeah, a bit battered and bruised now after last night, to be honest. But it was an unbelievable experience. Met loads of people and came out of it with me head held high, you know?
Absolutely. Can you just talk us through what happened?
Oh, it was pretty crazy experience. You know, obviously I don't have any real background in music. I've done a little bit of, you know, school pantomimes and whatnot when I was a kid, but obviously went down the racing path. Been racing for like a few years now, and just decided to go for The Voice this year. And last night we got through a couple of rounds, and last night was sort of the quarterfinal sort of job. It was the battle round, and I won my first battle. And then we got called back, and we had to sort of battle again, second battle, and unfortunately, I didn't win that one. But it was just a mad experience.
What made you go for The Voice? I mean, for someone who doesn't have a lot of singing experience, to go on a singing contest, I mean, this isn't the X Factor. The Voice is all about The Voice. So did somebody say you have to do this? Was it your partner? Was it your friends? Who inspired you to go for it?
To be honest, it was just me. I think, you know, I always love singing. Mm. Anyone that knows me close will know that I'm, you know, a karaoke expert. I'm always getting up there, you know, with a few pints in me or whatnot. But I can't even remember how it came about. Pretty sure I just got an email one day, you know, that they're taking sort of, you know, applications. And then I just said to myself, you know, I might just throw one in, see what happens, and sent it in. They were like, oh, you got through the next round. You know, there's a couple of different stages before you actually get out on the stage,
yeah.
You know, and to be honest, I was just going with the flow.
What was it like walking out on that stage? I mean, were you extremely nervous? How did you feel for that first time?
I was absolutely buzzing.
Were you?
I was absolutely buzzing, yeah. I couldn't wait to sort of get out there and have a go. You know, obviously, I didn't really know if I was good enough for a show like that, but I was confident in the song I was going to sing, and I was happy to have a go, you know what I mean? And that's, you know, just what I've always sort of wanted to do, you know, whether it be racing or singing, and it's just have a crack, and if it doesn't work out, well, who cares?
Well, you excelled. You did so well. Yeah, you were picked to go on Rita Ora's team. What's she like?
She's an absolute legend.
Aww.
You know, she's, you know, given me plenty of advice, and you know, off camera she's the exact same. She's very funny. She cracks a few jokes here and there, and I actually asked her, did she want to go for a pint with me? And she said she would, but still waiting for that one.
Come here, what brought you to Australia?
Just more experience for racing. Mm. I was riding in Ireland for a little effect, and you know, I was sort of fed up of the dark, cold, wet mornings, and decided to come to Australia for a few months and get a bit more experience, and I've been here for 6 years now. So
amazing. And do you love it over there?
Oh yeah, it's unreal. You know, it's just, you know, obviously I came to Australia with not much, you know, just some clothes and not much money, and so everything was going to be a bonus, and I don't see myself going home anytime soon. My mother's probably listening now.
Oh, you're dead. You're so dead. But come here, did you meet Christine over there, or did you bring her with you?
No, I met her over here. Mm-hmm. I can't remember how I started to chat her up, but I was probably a few drinks with me and probably singing as well. So,
is she Irish? Is she from Australia?
No, she's Australian.
She's Australian. Yeah, and congratulations, because you guys just, you recently had a baby, baby Maisie.
That's right. Maisie was dying to escape so she could watch The Voice. She came 3 months premature.
Wow.
It was, yeah, it was pretty scary times, and she's still in the NICU now, but she's doing really well, passing all the sort of tests and stuff like that. And, you know, we're just so thankful for the nurses and stuff in here. They've just been unbelievable.
And how's Christine doing?
Christine's doing well. She's, it's like I said, it's just crazy what they can do nowadays. They had her, you know, obviously she had to do the C-section, but she was out of the hospital in 2 or 3 days. It's just, yeah, like I said, it's just a credit to all them nurses. It's just mad.
And Maisie's getting stronger and stronger.
She is. She is. I'm going to try and start teaching her to sing, and we'll get her on The Voice in a few years. Keep an eye.
So come here, before you go, what's next for you? What's the plan? Okay, so you're going to stay in Australia. Are you going to pursue a music career?
I think I will keep racing at the moment, but I do have some songs that I've written that I quite like, and I'm just going to get in the studio, and I'm going to try and promote them a bit, and I'm not going to just rush them too. I'm going to do it right, and I'm going to release them, and hopefully we get some support, and you never know, I might be back on here trying to
come back to us. We absolutely love your voice. It's stunning. Robbie, best of luck with everything. Thanks so much for coming and speaking with us this morning, and big hello to Christine, your gorgeous new baby Maisie. Okay,
absolutely, thanks very much.
See,
can I just give a quick shout to one of your best mates, John?
Go on. John,
I'm listening now. Hey, Jono.
Jono, where's Jono from?
Yeah, he's from Kildare as well.
Is he from Kildare? And was he a good support when you're on The Voice?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, he's just been my friend for my whole life. So he's probably listening there now. So on you,
good man, Jono. Good man, Jono. Listen, Robbie, thanks so much, and best of luck with everything. There we go. That was Robbie Kildare from Kildare, 26-year-old professional jockey. He didn't mention he's a fairly good jockey. He's over 200 wins under his belt, so it's going well from Australia. But he gave his hand at The Voice, and what an incredible voice he has. Let's just have another listen.
So come on, let it go.
Gorgeous. I love that, and I have a feeling that's not the last time we'll be hearing from him.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.